The Continental Divide Trail is a 3,000-mile path that stretches from Canada to Mexico, passing through Wyoming and several other states. It was designated a National Scenic Trail in the 1970s, meaning that a mile-wide corridor is protected for the entire length of the trail. But the Continental Divide Trail Coalition, which maintains the trail, says the trail still faces threats from nearby development. We're joined now by the coalition's director, Teresa Martinez. She says protecting the trail's viewshed is particularly crucial in Wyoming.
Let's say you're in the Great Basin of Wyoming, and there's not a lot of trees. It's a big, wide, open landscape. 1 mile is not very far, or half a mile on either side of you is not very far. And so we still look at the area outside of that border, things like energy developments, in particular transmission corridors, or as much as we love alternative power, wind power and solar energy. Currently, right now, some of the challenges are, in fact, a wind power development project that's south of Rawlins. And it's also the same location of an energy transmission corridor. When we talk about National Scenic Trails, typically we're trying to keep a primitive, remote, backcountry experience. So as you can imagine, having a wind tower or transmission line come across, well, that definitely is going to impact that experience of primitive, remote, and backcountry. So working with companies to sort of rethink how those crossings or those developments next to or adjacent to the corridor occur. For example, with energy transmission corridors like the one that's crossing near Rawlins, thinking about a perpendicular crossing versus something that's going to parallel the trail for a long time. So as a hiker or as a horseback rider or some sort of user, you're coming across, you cross it, and then you're gone from it. We are trying to ensure that that creates an experience that allows for stripping away all the other noise and coming to some place that allows for some level of transcendence or transformation or just experiencing these nationally significant resources that are protected along and within that corridor.
Now, one of the issues that you're facing is that the trail isn't actually completed. People will hike the whole thing, but there are places where they have to follow alternate routes and sort of connect these fragmented pieces of trail. So what's the outlook for actually getting the whole thing completed? Who decides where this trail will go precisely? And I mean, I can imagine this could be a bit difficult to agree on if you're dealing with lots of different land management agencies.
Absolutely. Yeah. The CDT is unique in that it came on 10 years after, for example, the Pacific Crest and Appalachian Trail. And while the public was really engaged, it wasn't really until 1995 that a huge effort towards completing the trail was really embarked upon. Actually, in Wyoming, we're furthest along. We're really close to completion. There's no more lands to purchase. It's really just constructing the trail, and most of that trail is while there is a route, it's not in the best location or the highest, what we call the optimal location for the CDT. It connects two pieces of forest lands, but it's probably not the optimal location that provides the highest quality recreational experience. And so we're in the process of identifying that route so that we can then build it. And so now it's just getting the volunteers and the youth corps and various other groups involved to help construct it.
So 10 years down the road, what do you hope the trail will be like?
10 years down the road, I think I'm hoping we're done. The stage that we're in now is really getting the public engaged in the day-to-day stewardship and the maintenance of the trail. So once we have it built, that's not the end of the job. The job is then keeping it open and keeping it passable so that people can, in fact, enjoy the trail that we've spent all this time to create and construct and protect. And then also just promoting the trail in the right way so that people do want to come and use it. And so we look at things like gateway communities and in Wyoming, like Rawlins, which is a natural hub for everyone who uses the CDT for resupply and getting a shower and getting a good meal, engaging with those communities to help embrace the trail. So we really are there's really this incredible asset that's delivered to the local communities where the trail passes that provides some additional economic benefit to those communities.
I'm curious, obviously the Appalachian Trail on the East Coast, thousands of people attempt that each year. The Continental Divide Trail gets a lot less traffic. Do you see it ever becoming, you know, quite as popular, I guess, as some of these other trails that, you know, that get all this traffic?
That's like a double-edged sword question. I want to say yes, because I think that demonstrates how important this trail as a resource to the American public is, and demonstrates why it's worth protecting and why it's worth putting federal funding towards it and why it's worth supporting. On the same respect, one of the beautiful characteristics of the CDT is it's so remote. You know, and there's something fundamental in us as human beings when we come to a place where we are stripped of convenience and connection, that actually, while we might disconnect from all that technology and stuff that is in our day-to-day, when we're in a place where we're literally looking around and there's nothing and no one for miles, something fundamental happens to us as human beings that I think is important, that helps us reconnect to really core values we are as not just human beings, but as people who belong together in this landscape. And so while, yes, it's not heavily used, I think that that's almost its beauty, because it provides for that opportunity. Having said that, one of the things we've spent a lot of time doing is mapping the official route so that people can in fact hike it. And we're also helping develop more resources and services along the trail with our gateway communities, so that as people come into town, they actually have resources to have the needs met that they need when they come off the trail.
Teresa Martinez is director of the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. Teresa, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
If you're interested in volunteering on trail making efforts, you can find more information at continentaldividetrail.org.